Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. And if you're tuning in for the first time, hello. Thanks for joining us. This is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and we are on live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And we are enjoying some fantastic weather here in South Florida. Folks, if you're calling from up north or the Midwest, I'm so sorry. I mean, I know what you're going through right now. It's not fun, but right now we're blessed with some exceptional weather over here. So today's goal, I'm doing something a little bit different today. I'm going to be sharing some information that's going to be of benefit to both the real estate agent, because I have a lot of real estate practitioners that listen to the show. And also, I think I'm going to be speaking directly to individuals that are going through a struggle right now in making their monthly mortgage payments. If you're just joining us for the first time, we talk about all things real estate, but my main focus is helping people that are losing their home to foreclosure. I'm not the kind of guy that can go in and work miracles as far as, you know, having the bank forgive the mortgage or modify a loan. You know, that's done by other folks. You know, I'm a real estate broker. I own a real estate company here in South Florida. We step in usually when folks have either exhausted all other options or they never looked into any of these other options, and now they're completely out of time, and someone needs to step in and do everything possible to help them avoid the scar and the financial consequences of a foreclosure on their record. Any questions you have during the show, we invite you to call agent, consumer, call during the show, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Any other time, you can call our toll-free number at our office. You'll find me, 800-719-7290, 800-719-7290. Also want to give props to the sponsors that help make the show possible. If you go to realestateanswermanshow.com, realestateanswermanshow.com, our website, along the left-hand side, as you scroll down, you'll see the logos of the various sponsors that support our endeavors here. We ask you to support them. They allow the show to continue going. While you're on the site, make sure you click where it says Hear Us on iTunes, because all of our past shows are in a podcast format. Excuse me, getting choked up there. So go download the shows. I think that we provide some very good content. You know, our show is a little different. I'm the kind of guy where I'm not afraid to tell it like it is. And so if I don't like something or I feel very strongly about something, I'm just going to tell you. And I've been getting great feedback from people. They appreciate my style delivery. They appreciate the fact that I don't pull any punches and that there's a place where people are getting straight answers, especially for the ones that are going through a very difficult time right now. If you're on Facebook, I'd welcome you to like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/realestateanswerman. Okay. All right, folks. So let's take a look at today's schedule. Oh, by the way, last week I mentioned that we have been making some expansion moves here with our company, that we had leased a space next to ours. We had doubled in size, and that we are going to focus very heavily on education, both to the consumers and to the real estate practitioner. And I don't know whether I mentioned this or not, but I was in the process of studying to get my real estate instructor's license, which is kind of silly because I've been a real estate instructor now most of my adult life, but not licensed through the state to teach the class that allows people to become a real estate licensee or a real estate broker. And you know what? Praise God. I took it last Thursday. I passed it. I don't know if I passed it with flying colors. It don't matter. I past it. And so now I can add that to my profile. But most importantly, because none of that stuff matters, most importantly, we are going to be opening up by next week a real estate school. So people that are looking to get a career in real estate, I'll have all the information as far as where they can go and attend live classes or online classes. So I'm very excited about that development. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. In the past, I've taught a class to primarily real estate agents that deals with the emotions, the various emotional stages that someone that is losing their home is going through. And I don't believe anybody else really teaches this. I could be wrong, but the reason I did is because so many of the classes out there, they focus on the mechanics and what you need and what paperwork you need to get from them and all this kind of stuff. But I never saw people really going deeply. Some of them would cover it on the surface, but not really deeply into, okay, you're going to encounter this emotion. And what do you say? What do you do? What don't you do? And I'm a big dialogue person. I believe that if you know your craft, if you're in the sales business or anything, whatever you're trying to market, you, a product, a service, you have to understand that people are going to have questions and concerns. You shouldn't be scared of these. You should welcome them because they're an opportunity for you to elaborate and expand and share more about your vision or your product or your services. And so I kind of started getting into the habit of telling people, look, when you walk in and they're in this kind of mood, here's what you may want to say. Here's what you want to do. Then it dawned on me, wait a minute, this might make for a good show. Because I get so many people that are real estate agents listening to the show. And I go, well, but what about the consumer? The consumers are listening to the show. Well, you know what? It works for them as well. And here's why. If they're going through one of these emotions, of the seven emotions I'm going to talk about today, I hope to get through all of them today. If not, I'll continue next week. Six are negative. Six are non-productive. And so if you are going through this, or you have a friend or family member that's in the foreclosure process, about to go in the foreclosure process, you name it, you might recognize this and you might be able to identify this and say, whoa, that sounds just like my sister. Oh, that sounds exactly what my parents are going through right now. Because again, six of those emotions are very destructive, detrimental. And it's just going to wind up with more pain and suffering and financial consequences for them. So I think if I do this right, and I'm confident that I can, I think everyone will benefit some from this. Now, I'll tell you what, when you are losing your home, and I've been there, okay, I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. It is one of the worst situations you can go through. If you're married, it can bring you to the point of a breakup. If you have children, it can affect the children in so many negative ways. That's why my passion for helping people avoid foreclosure does not wane. Even though a lot of the industry has kind of looked the other way and said, oh, you know, it's not a big deal anymore. It is a huge deal. In my home state of Florida, 25% of our mortgages are not being paid. That's one in four. In my home state, 40% of our mortgages are underwater. That means they're not worth what people owe on it. So we're not done with this huge mess in my home state. And I know that's the case across the country, in many pockets of the country still. Las Vegas, Nevada, Arizona, California, Georgia, you name it, a lot of folks. It's just not, you know, headline news anymore. It's not sexy. So a lot of folks are not talking about it. But I'm the guy that keeps raising the issue. Time out. There's some folks here. There's a lot of folks there that need help. And they deserve to be represented by someone that knows what they're doing and wants to help them. And so I'm kind of the guy that says, okay, here's how you do it. So I think going forward, a lot of my show is going to be handled this way, so that I'm basically appealing to both of the big segments in my audience. So the first thing you have to do is, as a real estate agent, you have to be sensitive to the fact that this is not traditional equity presentation where you're going in and the folks are going to be really happy to see you because you're going to give them this great news about how much their property is worth and how much money they're going to net on this. So it involves a whole different psyche. One of the things that I'm a firm believer in, I will seldom, if ever, go to the person's home on the first visit. I'm a big believer that as real estate professionals, we need to conduct ourselves as such. And my doctor has never made a house call. My attorney will not come to my house. And I'm a professional. I'm no more, no less a professional than they are. So I want the customer to come to me. And one of the reasons is not about ego, but it's about proximity to, or it's about taking them away from an environment that is so incredibly negative. I need to take them away from the place that they're losing, and I need to bring them into a neutral environment where I can try to cut through a lot of the emotions that are there to get to the heart of the matter so that I can ask some very straight questions and I can hopefully get some very candid responses so that I can decide, can I potentially help these people? Do these folks really want to be helped? Do these individuals, are they prepared to go the entire process long? So my process is called an interview. I don't go in to be interviewed. I don't go in to make a presentation. I'm not looking to be hired. Again, I don't want this to come across the wrong way, but I'm the one that has the skill sets that they need to avoid a very damaging situation. I only have X number of hours to devote in a day. I have finite resources. So I can't afford to use it for people that don't want to be helped. And you know what it's like in our society. If someone doesn't feel that they need the help or want the help or doesn't want to help themselves, there's nothing you can do. No matter how much you care, there's no way you can help them. So I want them to come into my office. I want all the decision makers there. See, in a short sale, everyone that's on title needs to participate in agreeing to put the property up for sale. And everyone on the note, that means everyone who's on the loan, needs to participate in the process as well. So that's one of the first things I need to ascertain is who's on title and who's on the loan and who's on first. And I need to get the bodies in here. I need to get them in here because it does no good for me to talk to the husband and get them, I don't know, to a place where they're ready to make a decision to get on or get out and get on with their lives where the other half of the decision maker is not there. So, you know, I want both. And it could be this not spouse. It could be parents that signed on the note for their kids. So we really got to get to the heart of the matter and find out who's on title and who's on the note and bring them in here. Typically, I will speak to the person on the phone and ask them to bring a certain amount of documentation with them so that I can review this information. So again, if we decide to move forward with this, I want to have as much information in my possession to avoid a lot of delays because what we find is in many short sale scenarios, time is not our friend. Unfortunately, the habit has been, especially here in Florida, for people to work the system or take as long as possible as they can to make a decision. And then by the time they come to us, we're usually faced with a foreclosure sales date. And that's when it gets hairy. That's when it starts to get crazy. Folks, you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. I'm here every Tuesday live from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. I invite your questions. If you have any questions while we're on the air, by all means, call 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or any other time, call toll-free as well, 800-719-7290. 800-719-7290. I'm going to take a brief pause. This is one of those situations where we have to pay the bills. So I want to play a couple of the sponsor commercials. Don't go away. I got some great stuff coming up as we dive into what are the various emotions and how I can help people cope with it. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Do you need to save money on your home or auto insurance? At Brightway Insurance, CUNY Lorenzo Agency, you can do all your insurance shopping in one place. Representing over 100 carriers, you can be confident that you have the best possible insurance for the best possible price. Options you want, convenience you appreciate, and savings you demand. Call the CUNY Lorenzo Brightway Insurance Agency, 954-615-4800, or visit www.brightwaydavy.com. If you're buying a home, renting, or your policy's renewing, don't wait until the last minute. Call today, 954-615-4800. That's 954-615-4800. Hablamos Español.
All right, folks, welcome back, everyone. This is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and you are listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. Today's topic is, what are the various emotional stages that someone that is losing their home or is in the foreclosure process is going through? By sharing what these stages are, if you're a real estate professional, I might be able to help you be able to kind of navigate through the various emotions to get to the point where you're in a position to help these people, to get to the point where these folks are going to allow you to help them. If you're a consumer and you're going through this, maybe I can get you out of the negative emotions and to the one emotion that's going to get you on a path to getting things done to help you out. So let's get into the first one. The very first one is denial. Okay. Not the queen of the, you know, of Egypt, but denial. Okay. Now, I've always felt that this can be brought on by several reasons. And I think most of the time it's because of the belief that the system won't catch up to them. See, the stats show that about 80% of individuals that are in foreclosure never really take any action or look at alternatives. That might be high. It might be right there. It might be 70 or 80%. A very troubling stat is that about 50% of individuals that lose their home in foreclosure never, ever, 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 ever speak to the bank. So how sad is that? Had, you know, the bank doesn't automatically just go and foreclose. When you miss your payment, the first, second, third, they're calling. They're writing letters. They're doing everything they can to get you on the phone. But if you're not responding, after a while, they say, the heck with this. We need to get their attention by filing the foreclosure paperwork. Often that kind of works. You get some kind of a response. So you can actually buy yourself more time if you're upfront and communicate. But again, we have ignorance. Ignorance in the sense that people just don't know. They're not real estate people. They're not in the business. You know what I've heard, and it's amazing, but people get their foreclosure notice or their letter saying, hey, you're in default, and they automatically believe that that's it. They've lost a home. And they don't understand that, you know, they have title to that property. They own that home. It's theirs up until the time it's no longer theirs. So fight for it. You know, even though I'm in the business of selling people's homes, you know, that's not the first thing I want. You know, what I want to see is people be able to stay in that property. You know, people buy houses and they lose homes. You know, you become emotionally attached. Memories are forged there. What kind of real estate agent would be walking into a situation where they were hoping and praying, oh, I hope I can, these folks can't save their home so I can sell it. That's ridiculous. So I'll cover those options. But again, most of the time, by the time it comes to me, they've exhausted all these other avenues. So with denial, they sometimes believe that by not taking any action, the problem will go away. And it won't. It doesn't. Never does. I've never seen it just go away. So the first thing I need to do is to find out, what have you done? I mean, okay, you know, sometimes they'll walk into to a meeting with us and they bring all these envelopes that have never even been opened. Never even been opened. And there's important letters and notices from the court to appear, and they missed the opportunity to appear and plead their case. So, you know, that's the first step is, okay, so tell me what happened, and what are you doing about it? Or what do you think is going to happen? What do you think the process is about? Sometimes I get them to just open up and tell me, what do you understand about the process? What is your biggest fear right now? And normally I can just cut through all that. But the first thing I need to do is to get their attention that and get them to realize that there is a problem. Sometimes the attorneys are my enemies. Now, I get along very well with attorneys. I got great friends with attorneys. But if they've hired an attorney for foreclosure defense, or they've hired a company to try to do a loan modification, most of the time they're hearing what they want to hear, and that is everything is under control. Everything is okay. They basically are, again, in denial. So what if I'm standing there holding of a sheet of paper that says your home is going to be sold at auction in 2 weeks' time, and that individual is swearing up and down that everything is out of, under control? See, we have a disconnect here. And that's when I say, well, listen, I tell you what, you know, I've been doing this a while and I haven't seen many mistakes made like this. It's possible that yours could be a typo, but I don't think so. Why don't we do this? Since I'm here and you're here, let's get your attorney on the phone. Again, since I know what I'm talking about, I'm not afraid to speak to an attorney. I'm not practicing law. I just know what I know. Tell me what it is that's going on. If you have this under control, why is there a sale date in 2 weeks or in 2 days? So that's a biggie, the whole denial process. Next, fear. Okay, so what happens with fear? Fear has, I read a great book once, I think it was from Max Lucado, I just butchered his name, but it talks about how fear has never created anything. Fear has never inspired anything. No invention ever came out of Max Lucado, never came out of a fear. It's such a terrible emotion that paralyzes. And that's what typically happens. Someone that's living in fear is not taking any action and is avoiding any and all contact. So unlike the person in denial that is under the impression that everything is okay, and it probably is not, the person in fear doesn't want to come face to face with the truth. And the reality is that you're going to be kicked out of your property. That's it. It could take longer. It could take less time. But the end result is the same. You're going to be kicked out of your home. So when they're paralyzed and they don't answer the phone and they, you know, they're getting tons of mail and postcards from people because, you know, once you're in the foreclosure process, once the paperwork has been filed, there's no more secrets. Your dirty laundry is out there. This is public information. So we have access to it at our fingertips. We know exactly who's in foreclosure in any given area. So it doesn't do any good to avoid us. And I understand being cautious. There's a lot of flim-flam artists out there. God knows that there's a lot of fraud out there. But at the end, you're going to have to trust someone and you're going to have to take some kind of action. But the person that's in the fear stage is not taking any action. So I need to speak to them about this and say, please share with me, what is your biggest fear? Well, my biggest fear is that I'm going to be kicked out of my home. And I go, listen, I understand that, okay? Now, the reality is that if you're not making the payments, you're going to have to leave your home. But is it the fear of leaving the home, or is it the fear of how you're going to leave the home? You know how often it is? It says, I'm just terribly afraid that at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, there's going to be a banging on the door, and it's going to be the sheriff, and they're going to grab us in our pajamas, and they're going to throw us out in the middle of the street. They're going to throw all of our stuff out there. They're going to gather the neighbors. They're going to set up spotlights. They're going to say, all right, folks, this is what happens to people that don't make their payments. And you know what happens when you leave fear unchecked, right? It just grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and it becomes a monster. So I need to kind of bring it down and say, listen, I understand it's a valid concern, but you have plenty of notice, okay? This is not going to sneak up on you. You're going to know if and when this happens, you're going to have sufficient notice that you're not going to be escorted out by the sheriff. But I tell you what, if we can work together and I can help you to do a short sale where I can get the bank to accept less than what is owed to allow you to move on with your life, maybe I can get you out of here with a measure of dignity. And that's really what a short sale does. It's no more sleepless nights. You confront the issue and you deal with it. And then if you agree to the short sale, because you're still selling the property, you're exiting that property with a measure of dignity that you just don't get in a foreclosure when you're being told there is the street, hit it. So those are two. We talked about denial. We talked about fear, anger. Now, I can walk into a listing presentation or an interview, and let's say there's a husband and wife there. There's anger. Let's say the husband might be angry at the bank. They might be angry at each other. I mean, I can't tell you how many marriages will fall apart completely. I told you we never should have bought this place. I told you not to start that business. If you had only listened to me, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. Folks, I've been there, okay? Not as an agent. I've been there as going through it. And what about anger at yourselves? Oftentimes, the guys, you know, us macho men, you know, we are supposed to be the providers. We're supposed to be the ones that's bringing home the bacon, right? I know I'm being, you know, machismo here. It's a Latino in me. But that's how about a lot of guys feel. And they feel that if they have been a better man, a better husband, a better father, that they wouldn't be in this situation right now. So you know that sometimes in the listing presentation, the person is or the people are mad at me. They're mad at me, and I just got there. That's how much anger is circulating there. All right, so what does the anger cause them to do? Some stupid things. For example, you're so angry, okay, and at each other, yourself, whatever, that nobody can get through to you that, okay, maybe this anger is keeping you going right now because it's warming you up and it's fueling you. But it's just basically the opposite side of depression. You're just fighting the depression by just being angry. So tell me, how is this anger being constructive? And I've sat down with folks and I say, folks, you know, I'll talk to them like in a third person. When I sense that there's anger there, I'll say, look, folks, you know, I've been doing this a while and I've come across a lot of emotions. And one of the most common emotions that I've seen is anger. And I've seen the anger be directed at the banks. And I can understand. I've seen the anger directed at each other. I've even seen the anger directed at themselves. And strangely, I've even seen the anger directed at me. And I just got here. You know what all of these have in common? They're completely unproductive. None of these are going to get you where you need to be. Folks, I don't know if I can help you. I'm just here to see if I can help you. So I'm going to ask you to put down your guard just long enough to hear me out. And if I can't help you, you won't have to dismiss me. I'll be dismissing myself. So try that approach and try to just meet it head on. Don't kind of like ignore it like the white elephant in the room, like, okay, nobody's going to talk about it. No, I go directly at it and say, okay, I'm sensing some anger here. What's going on here? Let's deal with this. Because an angry person is not going to sign a listing agreement. I don't want to list an angry person because that person is not going to be willing to cooperate with the process so I can help them. Folks, you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man show. This is Tony Martinez. I am the Real Estate Answer Man, and I'm having fun with this because this is what I do. This is what I live and breathe. I try to help people get out of messes. I try to help people that are in my profession be better at what they do. And I'm really, really glad I picked this topic because we're dealing with the most common emotions that are experienced by people that are going through the foreclosure process. And I'm just trying to convey information that might help folks get past that anger, get past that fear, and get to the point where they're taking some action. But speaking of action, I need to get a drink of water. I need to go ahead and play a couple commercials so that my sponsors can get some airtime. What I need you to do is sit tight. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
Guaranteed Rate, the eighth largest retail mortgage company in the U.S., has revolutionized your life's biggest purchase by offering a fully automated online application which provides you with a pre-approval letter. That's right, fill out your online mortgage application, receive a copy of all three credit reports, and finally, get your pre-approval letter all in 25 minutes or less, only with Guaranteed Rate. Please contact Andres Munoz of Guaranteed Rate today at 786-556-1115. That's 786-556-1115 and learn how you can take control of your mortgage transaction right now. Guaranteed Rate, Inc., NMLS ID 2611, an equal housing lender and licensed mortgage banker.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's Tony Martinez, and you're listening to the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Today's topic is, what are the various emotions that are experienced by someone that's losing their home? If you're a real estate practitioner, I'm directing this at you so that you are equipped to help navigate through these very dangerous emotions to get these folks to the place where you can help them and they'll allow themselves to be helped. If you're a consumer and you're going through this, I'm trying to get you out of one of the six negative emotions and into the one positive one. If you know someone that's going through this, by all means, get them to hear this show. One of the things I have found is I judge the success of my show based on how many times our podcasts are downloaded. And look, folks, I'm going to be really, really honest with you because I don't know how to do it any other way. This is a very crazy media because I know for a fact that I have no idea how many of you are listening. Sometimes, you know, When I did a webinar earlier today, and it's so odd because you're just talking, you're talking, and they're not talking back at you. So you're wondering, hey, man, are there 7 people listening? Are there 70? Are there 700? I don't kid myself. There might only be 5 people listening, and maybe 4 of them are family. I do this because I just believe that eventually someone is going to hear this, and it's going to do some good. It's going to do some good. Now, look, I'm not Mother Teresa or anything like that. I do this because I'm running a business. You know, you better believe that my goal is to have a successful business. I believe that my team is best equipped to help people with any real estate matter, but especially in the area of short sales. And why do I direct so much attention at my competition? Because I know a lot of my competition will never, ever want to do this. And I tell them, you know what, why don't you just send the referrals to us instead of turning around and letting these people go into foreclosure because you didn't care or you didn't know how. Why don't you just send a referral to us? We'll pay you a referral fee. We'll take good care of them and we'll do our best for them. And the other thing that I've noticed is that, you know, people gravitate toward individuals that are willing to help them achieve their success. And that's why my company is growing the way it is. So I would love your feedback. Again, if you're one of my 7 listeners, you know, let me know. Are we on the right track? Are we covering the information that you as a listener want to know about? If not, tell us what else you got. I got some good stuff coming up in the future as well. But for right now, let's get back to the subject at hand. So how many emotions have I covered so far? We covered denial, a bad one, fear, not so good, anger. Okay, you got to admit, that dialogue I gave you on dealing with anger, that was pretty good, right? Okay, I'm telling you, I'm going to do this class live. I'm going to turn this into like a 3-hour or 4-hour class so that we can get into a lot of specifics and we can get into some role playing because I really feel that if I can spend enough time with someone to go over what to say, what to do, that they're going to feel so good about it, that they're going to just feel so empowered to go out there and just knock on doors of people that are in foreclosure and say, you know what, I'm here to help you. All right, here's another one, revenge. Okay, the anger now has morphed and they are out to get someone. Okay, they're going to stick it to the bank. We'll show them. So here's a situation. When we see foreclosed properties, if you've never had the privilege of walking into a foreclosed property, don't. It is sad the length that people will go to destroy a property and their attempt to stick it to the bank. Okay? I've seen people take everything, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, light fixtures, the air conditioning grates. I've seen them take part of the floor, not even the entire flooring, just enough of the wood floor just to really mess it up. I've seen them make holes in the wall. I've seen them yank out plumbing. We've seen people pour concrete down toilets. They have yanked out wiring. They've done all this as a way of saying, I'm sticking it to the bank. And here's how stupid this is, because it really is stupid, because I understand being upset. Man, I'm Cuban. I got a bad temper. I know what it's like to be upset. I can understand these emotions. But you, as a grown man or a grown woman, the minute you decide to take a hammer and put a hole in the wall, you now are breaking the law because that property is security for a loan. There's a mortgage on it. In fact, when I taught in California, California has special protection against deficiency judgment. And there are two, where that's where the bank, they can't come after you after a foreclosure. And there were two exceptions. There are two exceptions. One where there's fraud. If they find out that there was fraud involved in the loan application to begin with, well, there goes your protection. And secondly, this thing called waste. Waste means intentional damage to the property or neglecting to take care of the property. Now, if anybody from California is listening, tell me if I'm still dead on as far as this information. And so, what folks are doing when they're doing that kind of damage, they're really putting themselves in a position where the bank later on could choose to file charges against them. And if not the bank, the insurance company. Because what the bank does is they have insurance on the property, they're just going to do a claim. So what happens then? Now the insurance company says, well, we want some of that money back. Who do we go after? Well, the party that broke the law by damaging this. So again, I'm not an attorney, but my attorney friends out there are listening. Tell me if taking a hammer to a property that's mortgaged and taking out the plumbing and pouring concrete down the toilet, if that's not breaking the law. And if it's not, then I'll be the first one to say, oops, I got it wrong. So it doesn't accomplish anything. So in a short sale, we find this to happen much, much less because they have a vested interest. They have a vested interest in the property selling. So they usually, not always, they'll usually take better care of the property, especially if they're living in the property. Now, I've seen properties that are just, the folks are living in it, and it's just the saddest thing you can imagine. The condition it's in is absolutely, it'll be something like out of the show Hoarders. It's that bad. But in most cases, many cases, they're taking care of the property. They're still showing a sense of pride of ownership and saying, you know what, it didn't work out for us here, but it doesn't mean that we have to exit less than we are right now. And that makes the process so much better. It makes the property easier to sell. And when the bank doesn't lose as much money, it makes it easier for the bank to say yes, because the more money the bank loses, the harder it is for them to say yes to the deal. And when they are losing less money, they're more apt to or more willing to forgive the difference. So we stand a better chance of getting the bank to waive the rights to a deficiency judgment. And if the bank is losing less money, then they're reporting less money. And if they're reporting less money, then the potential of owing money to the government for taxes on the amount of money that was forgiven is also reduced as well. So you can see everyone benefits from a scenario where revenge isn't taken out on the property. So in those scenarios, we just have to get to the folks early enough. We have to get to them early enough that we can stop them from doing this. And okay, I think that's enough on that. Okay, here's another one. Greed. Greed. Remember the movie? Was it Wall Street? Greed is good. Nope. Haven't seen that often be the case in real life. So how does greed manifest itself in a foreclosure scenario? Okay. And I'm running the risk here of coming across the wrong way. And that's okay. If I tick you off, you have the option of never listening again. Okay. But let me ask you something. There's folks that are truly, truly, truly in a hardship situation that are completely and utterly flat broke. They have no place to go. And that person needs to try to stay in that property as long as possible because they literally will be out on the street once that home is foreclosed on. Who am I to judge this person for trying to drag out the process? Now, if you're listening from another state, and even if you're listening in Florida, you may not be aware, but the foreclosure process in Florida has taken as long as 3, 4, and 5 years. In fact, the average still is about 950 days thereabouts. So 3 years. And so what happens is, and that's, no, I can't really get into all of it, but the reality is that our process is judicial. That means that foreclosures have to go through the court system. and the backlog, because so many people were losing their homes at the same time, completely overwhelmed the system. And then foreclosure defense attorneys got into the mix, and for all the right and wrong reasons, they started dragging the process out. Then it became basically a vertical market, a cash cow for attorneys to just tell people, hey, pay me this amount per month, and I'll keep the process tied up in the court for 2 years, 3 years. And then people started getting greedy. Then for a lot of folks, it wasn't a matter of, I have no place to go, we'll be out on the street, to, wait a minute, I can live rent-free. So let me see if I get this right. My mortgage is $2,000 a month, but you're telling me that if I pay you $500 a month, you can keep me in this property for at least another 2 years? Well, do the math. Okay, you're making out like a bandit in that scenario, right? Well, on the surface, it sounds financially like a good idea, but there's a whole lot wrong with this. I mean, on one level, man, it's wrong. It's wrong. I mean, last time I checked, we're the great country that we are because we are a country of laws, that we honor this thing called a contract. And, you know, probably nobody put a gun to anybody's head to get them to sign those loan papers to buy that house. If you can't make the payments, it's tough. I understand. But isn't it time to get out and get on? But no, now the thing is, how long can we drag this out? Now, recent changes in the law down here in Florida, I think, are going to minimize that significantly. So a lot of folks are going to get a rude awakening. And that's been one of the missions that I'm on, is to educate both the agents and the consumers that it's not like it was, that you probably are not going to have 2, 3, and 4 years. You may have a year if you're lucky, maybe 18 months. So, in fact, I was recently featured in the Daily Business Review. They did an article on this new law, and I'm front page center, hey, because this is what I do, is what I try to get people to do. So that free rent scenario, that's a toughie. And so what typically happens is they get a hold of us when there's about 3 days left before the property is sold on the courthouse steps, and that's not good. So I always, when I encounter this, I ask people and say, well, what's your exit strategy? And they look at me like I grew a second head. I go, well, you do have an exit strategy, right? And they go, well, what do you mean? I go, so what is the attorney doing for you? Well, they're doing this and this. I go, well, let me ask them. Ask your attorney, and what percentage of their cases of their customers, what percentage of their customers end up losing their home? And it's going to be 99.9% of the time they're going to be losing their home. Because all they can do is buy you time. They can stall and delay, but ultimately they will run out of tricks. They will run out of arguments. They will run out of motions, and you're going to be kicked out. And then what? So I try to communicate with attorneys. I try to communicate with the consumer and say, why don't we work together? Okay, you've strung this out as long as you can. When you get to the point where there's a sale date and the attorney has said, hey, we've done all we can for you, we're done, call us. Call us, because we can step in. We can go ahead and get the property on the market quickly. We can get a contract on it quickly. And with the contract and everything, that person can go to court, or they could have their attorney go to court, and typically, not always, but mostly, get at least some kind of a delay or extension so that they can get at least a couple months out of it in that area, so we can do the short sale. So A, we can maybe buy you a little bit more time in the property, but most importantly, we buy enough time for us to implement a strategy to get you out with dignity. All right, folks, this is the Real Estate Answer Man Show. Tony Martinez speaking here. We're coming up on our final break. Today I've been discussing the various emotions that people go through when they're losing their home, and I've been going through a litany of them. I started with denial. From there, it went to fear, anger, revenge, and we are currently on greed. So I'm going to finish up with the next negative one, and then get to the point where there's one positive one where we can take some action. So hang with us. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez Professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211. Are you behind on your mortgage payments, in foreclosure, or considering bankruptcy? The lawyers at Richard Adams Law may be able to help. With over 25 years' experience, Richard Adams Law will help you decide on your best option. Call for free consultation at 888-724-9860. Their team of lawyers and support staff handle only bankruptcy, foreclosure, short sales, and real estate. Offices located in Miami-Dade and Broward County. If you have issues with your mortgage, you are in foreclosure, are considering bankruptcy, or are considering a short sale, call the attorneys at Richard Adams Law. For a free consultation, call 888-724-9860. That's 888-724-9860.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're in our final segment of the Real Estate Answer Man show. If you're just joining us and you've missed all this great stuff I've been talking about, don't worry. By tomorrow, Doug over at BBS Radio, he's smiling right now. He's going to get this up on iTunes, and you guys will be able to download it and share it to your heart's content. But we're wrapping up now. We're talking about the various emotions that someone that's losing their home goes through, and how maybe with some insights from me, a person can get out from that funk that they're in, that bad place that they're in, and move on. And I've invited a lot of my fellow real estate professionals to listen to today's show, especially because I want to equip them with what they need, with the strategies and the dialogue that they need to be able to also get to a place where they can help these folks. So continuing with greed, another facet of greed is when the conversation turns to, well, how much money am I going to get out of this? And here's what happens. Lenders, in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases that involve the person that's living in the property, they are willing to provide some kind of relocation assistance. Not always, but enough times that it's gotten people's attention. Now, that number varies. I mean, it could be $2,000, it could be $2,500, a very common number is $3,000. It's some traveling money. It's enough maybe to go ahead and put the deposit on the next place or to rent a truck or do something. Now, some banks have gone really on the other extreme and have given people as much as $40,000 and $45,000. So of course people hear anecdotally about these type of scenarios. And the first thing they want to know is, how much money am I going to get out of this? And usually when the conversation turns to money, that's when I have to really, really step up my game. And that's when I say, whoa, 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 time out. How long have you lived free in this property? Okay. How much do you owe on this mortgage? How many payments did you not make? So now you're telling me that you expect some money out of this equation. So let me ask you something. If I can't get you any money, but I get you out from underneath this loan, from underneath this nightmare, if I get the bank to forgive what is owed to them, if I help you in all these ways, but I don't get you any money, you're going to consider that to be a failure? And they better answer that question correctly, because if they don't answer it correctly, our conversation is done. It is done. I cannot tell you how painful it is for a real estate agent to work on a short sale and work their you-know-what's off to get everything possible for this person, to go through everything we go through, the months of negotiations, to have the person turn on us because they weren't able to get the money. Many times there is money available, but we find that the person didn't pay for a utility bill, didn't pay the homeowners association, even though they were supposed to, even though they claimed that they were making. And out of nowhere, this bill comes due. It's got to come from somewhere. The bank's all in. You know, many times those folks say, well, can't you just pay for it out of your commission? That's another short conversation I'm going to have with them. So I want to cut to the quick. And if that's where their mindset is at, I'm not going to work with them. I'm refuse to work with someone that I don't like. and I'm not going to work with someone I don't like on a real estate transaction that can take 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. So every agent is going to do what they want, you know, especially an agent that's first starting out. They're desperate. They want to get a check. They're going to do whatever. I'm not going to play that. Homie, don't play that. Next is money under the table. Okay. Illegal. Okay. I don't have a lot of time to go into this, but you cannot receive any money in a short sale that has not been pre-approved by the bank. Must be on the HUD. So people are offering sellers. They're so desperate to get the contract that they are offering people money under the table. I know that some agents are behind this. Buyers are behind this. This is wrong. This is illegal. People are going to go to jail over this. That's it. That's enough. Last of the negative ones, surrender. These are the folks that have just given up. We knock on their door. We say, hey, you know, you got a sale date in 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. Listen, I think that we can, if we mobilize now, we can get to the point where we can maybe do something. No, that's okay. No, what I understand, no, I think that, no, it's okay. We've tried everything. No, that's okay. The bank doesn't want to work with us. Look, there's no point in even trying to do anything anymore. We just give up. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. You know how hard it is to get someone to want to do something when they've given up all hope? I'm pretty good at what I do. I like to believe I'm the best at what I do. And I don't have a lot of dialogue in this area. Because when someone is at the point where they're just like, hey, I don't care, I've lost any desire to do anything, it's tough. But I'll make the attempt. I'll try to get my foot in the door. I'll try to get them to invite me in and say, come on, listen, I haven't come across that response in a while. Can you at least share that with me? Because I got to know what brought you to this place. And I try to bring up what, you know what I try to do? I try to get them out of the now. And I try to get them into the future. And that is, man, what do you see yourself in 2 years? Where do you see yourself in 3 or 4 years? Do you ever see yourself owning a home again? Most people are going to say, I would love to be able to own a home again. It was my dream to begin with. And say, listen, you know how hard it's going to be for you to ever achieve that if you just let them foreclose on you? The damage to your credit, the length of time before another lender will even take a risk on you again. So I get them to try to think about the future and say, don't compound your misery. Maybe some bad luck brought you to this place. Maybe some bad decisions brought you to this place, but don't make another bad one. Don't make another bad one that's just going to haunt you even longer. So I try. I try to get to the point where they're ready for the last of the seven emotions. And that is acceptance and action. And, you know, I lumped the two together because if I can get them to accept the fact that time has run out, the options have run out, that there's no denying, okay, there's no point in taking revenge. There's no point in trying to be greedy. If I can get them to accept that surrender is not a viable option, if I can get them to accept that it's time to put this chapter behind them, and that it's time to go forward, then I can get them to a good place. And the good place I'm looking for is action. It's when they're really, when they're willing to take action. If I can get them to that place, they'll feel empowered. They'll feel like they're taking control back of, from their lives. Now, look, they're still losing their home. They're still having to walk away. But they know that they're taking the best possible steps to minimize, to mitigate the damage to their credit, to their future. I mean, their ability to stay employed, their ability to get employed. We can go through that list another day. I just need them to get to the point where they're willing to take action to allow me to represent them in the sale of the home, that they're willing to cooperate with everything that's needed and providing us with the documentation, with allowing the property to be shown, with the being patient and the inconvenience and everything that comes with it. If I can get them to the place where they trust me enough to take action, more often than not, we're going to have a better ending. I'm not going to say we're going to have a happy ending. Are people happy at a short sale closing? It's bittersweet. is bittersweet because if I helped them get this monkey off their back, if I've helped them get the debt forgiven, if they never have to look over their shoulder worrying about the bank coming after them, yes, it feels good, but they did lose the home. So we're very sensitive to the fact that this is happening. But more often than not, the tears that are shed in a short sale closing are tears of relief. Not tears of joy. Tears of relief that it's done. Let's start to rebuild. Because that's the great thing about people. And that's the great thing about this incredible country that we live in. And that is, you can start again. And you know, we're seeing it happen now. We call them boomerang buyers. And I'm going to do a whole segment on that in the very near future. People able to buy properties again after a bankruptcy, after a foreclosure, after a short sale, sometimes in as little as 1 year after this took place. So that is what it's all about. Watching a family put themselves in a position where they can start to heal, they can start to rebuild, and they can start to dream again. There's no price you can place on that. And that's what keeps us going, because there's easier ways to make a living than doing short sales, but you have to have a heart to serve. If you as an agent are going to engage in this arena, you better have that heart to serve. If you're in this arena now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're a consumer that's going through this, look for an agent that's willing to put it all on the line and do everything possible to help you. Look for an agent that's committed. Look for an agent that's skilled and experienced. And it wouldn't be a real estate answer man without one last plug for my firm. And that is Extreme Realty Team. And we love to help people that are in a challenged situation, because we just feel that the blessings that come from that, there's no limit to it. So if you know someone that's going through this, if you're going through this yourself, or look, if you just want to buy a house, if you just want to rent, if you just want to invest, we work with everyone. Give us a call at 800-719-7290. That's 800-719-7290. Folks, that's it for this week. Thank you. God bless. We'll catch you next week. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.